My name is Zach Moore. I'm 20 years old. Today is July 19, 2018, and I'm speaking with Chris, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Atlanta, Georgia. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
So yeah, I grew up in a place called Perry, Georgia. It's about an hour and 30 minutes from Atlanta, Georgia. So where I'm from is really nothing down there. It's more country, rural area, but it's growing. It's about 20 minutes away from one of the biggest military bases in the United States, Robins Air Force Base. Something that we're known for is our fair. We have the Georgia National Fair. It's one of the biggest fairs in the nation, I guess you could say. That's why it's the Georgia National Fair. It comes every October, and it's something that we live for down there, and we're really known for that. And my childhood, it consisted of a lot of spending time with my grandmother and my mom and my cousins, because my father was incarcerated when I was 5 years old, and he didn't get out of prison until I was 13. So I spent a lot of time with my family, and going to see my dad in jail was kind of tough. I had a different childhood than a lot of people have.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Yeah, man. So my full name is Christopher John Clerkley. So I had a nickname. They called me CJ because Christopher John, initials C and Chris and J and John. The way I got this nickname is because my father's brother's name is Christopher, and he has a son named Christopher Duncan Jr. And so they would call him Christopher Jr. And so I would always be with them because my father was always incarcerated most of my childhood. So I spent a lot of time with my uncle Chris. And so when I was with them, they would call Chris, Big Chris, Chris, Chris's son, Christopher Jr., and they would call me CJ, so we would know who was who. And so it just stuck with me throughout my whole childhood. Outside of my family, too, they would call me CJ.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Man, our relationship with my parents, it was pretty smooth, you know. My mom and dad weren't together due to the fact my dad was incarcerated. And I mean, my mama was my dad, but I knew I had a dad, you know. It's kind of weird to try to explain it. But yeah, I mean, it was a good relationship. I knew my dad loved me. I knew my mom loved me. My mom mostly took care of me because my dad was in jail. But I mean, overall, my relationship with them was really good, you know. My dad supported me with everything I had to do. My mom always made a way for me to get to do things to have a normal childhood. I mean, overall, it was pretty good.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
So I have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have a total of 6 siblings. My dad has just me with my mom. My mom has a child with her current boyfriend, or whatever you want to call it, and my dad's remarried. He has 4 kids, with 3 kids with his wife and another kid with another woman. So overall, I'm close with 5 of my 6 siblings. My second oldest sibling, my second oldest sibling, she's currently attending North Carolina, and she's going to veterinarian school. But me and her aren't that close because of the whole situation with my dad and my mom, and then her mom and my dad. It all kind of got blown to smoke. And so, I mean, she ended up moving away when I was really young, and we're just really not that close. But we know we're brother and sister, and I mean, yeah, we're just not that close. But all my other sisters, yeah, I mean, we ride for each other. That's them, my little homies, you know. Pull up, ain't nobody gonna mess with them.
Are there any funny stories people tell you from when you were growing up?
Yeah. So my dad's brother, Sean, he was kind of a hothead growing up. And I mean, when I say hothead, he was a pothead. And he did all the things potheads typically do, crazy things. So when he was in college, him and his cousin drove down to Georgia Southern one night, left Georgia Southern the next morning, and drove up to Athens. And they had mushrooms to sell to people, and my uncle ate all the mushrooms while he was driving. And so they never got to Athens to sell the mushrooms because my uncle ended up wrecking the car because he was so high off the mushrooms. And yeah, I mean, that's one of the funny stories I was told about growing up. That's part of the reason I don't do drugs.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
As a kid, one of the worst things I did was I attended a daycare. And I remember humping this girl because I liked her and I thought humping her was the right thing to do because she was pretty. And I ended up getting in trouble and kicked out of the daycare. That was probably top five things I did as a kid that was really bad. And yeah.
Tell me about your prom. What did you wear, who did you go with, and what was your night like?
Man, so prom, I attended prom my senior year because I played basketball and I played travel AAU basketball the previous years. And so during the biggest tournaments, prom was going on the previous year, so I never got to go. So my senior year, AAU was over. I was getting ready to go to college and play basketball. So AAU, I didn't have AAU my senior year. So I finally got to go to prom. I had this all-white, slim-fitted suit with a baby blue, sky-ish-looking bow tie with all-white shoes. And I drove my sister, my little sister's dad's car. And I took my girlfriend at the time, which is my ex-girlfriend now, but I took her with me, and the night was busted. It was busted. It was terrible. She had so much makeup on. She gave me a hug and ruined my suit. And I mean, I got charged for ruining the suit because she had makeup on it. I mean, it was bad. And she was being a bitch and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it was just horrible. Yeah, I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I wasted a lot of money. The night was bad.
How much money did you spend?
Shit, I spent about $500. I spent $100 on the meal, $250 on my suit, $25 for gas. I remember I brought some perfume, well, cologne. Oh my, but the cologne was like $50. Their corsages were $50 apiece because it had to match her color of her dress, which God, was crazy. So yeah, bro, I spent a lot of damn money. Spent a lot of damn money and I didn't get no fucking pussy that night. That was fucked up.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager and what did you do with the money you earned?
So as a teenager, I worked at this furniture store called Mobley Furniture. It's in my hometown of Perry, Georgia. I got the job because my mom is the finance and logistics manager there. And so she's kind of in charge of the warehouse, and I worked in the warehouse, and I made about, I think it was like $8.50 an hour. So it was pretty good as a teenager in high school. And the only thing I had to do with the money was pay my car insurance. That was, and keep gas in my car. So, I mean, I had a job to pay my car insurance and keep gas. And the rest of the money that I made, I mean, just brought school clothes, went out and had a good time with the money, took care of my fucking girlfriend that I spent $500 on for prom. She's my ex-girlfriend now. But yeah, I mean, waste a lot of damn money on that hoe. I mean, so yeah, I mean, you live and you learn, yo.
Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was with and where it happened.
Yo, so my first kiss, let me see. Do I even remember this? Yeah, I remember my first kiss. It was with this girl. She was a neighborhood skank. I was about 8 years old. She was like 12. I remember she had boobs. And I was just like, ooh.
At 12?
At 12. She had boobs at 12. And I was 8. So, I mean, I was winning, you know. But I remember we had these bushes in this apartment complex I lived in when I was younger. And we went behind the bushes. And she was like, I really like you, and I want to do it with you. I said, do it? Okay. So she gave me a kiss, and I remember she gave me the kiss, and I didn't really like it because it was weird. And I felt awkward kissing a 12-year-old, and I was 8. That's a 4-year difference. And it was just awkward. Her name was Keela, and, I mean, after I kissed her, I realized she wasn't all that pretty. And so I ended up running away crying. I got in trouble because I told my mom.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
Man, hell yeah, I'd go back and relive my teenage years. For one, I wouldn't have dated a girl I dated my whole high school. The amount of years I was in high school, all 4 years, I wouldn't have dated her. I wouldn't have dated anybody. I would have been a hoe. Now I wouldn't have been a hoe. But yeah, I just would have been single and lived the high school life, you know, just chilled, man. Put more time into basketball. Maybe I wouldn't have been a basketball player here at Georgia State. Maybe I could have been somewhere bigger, you know. But, I mean, I'm still blessed to be here. But, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you could go back with anything in life, you wish you could go back and change it. But that's the thing about life. You live and you learn.